Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Diane Thomas with the Indianola YMCA about 9/11 Remembrance Day tomorrow morning. Indianola YMCA holding a 9/11 Remembrance Day. Tell us a little bit about the event coming up Saturday.
Yeah, so this is our first year of doing this, and just wanted to do something special for all of our first responders. This is the 20th anniversary for 9/11, and I remember that day and how it impacted me and how I know that it pretty much changed America at that time. And even though we don't live in New York and we weren't directly affected by it, our firefighters, our first responders, they go in and still, you know, are there for us every day. They're the ones that'll go in these burning buildings, whether it's a high rise or it's just your house or, you know, whatever. They are there to help you. This event is to help honor them, to show them how much we appreciate for all of that they have done for us, and also to commemorate all of the first responders that passed away on 9/11.
Well, tell us a little bit about your motivations for wanting to do this event. I know you talked about remembering 9/11 and then maybe getting to know some of the firefighters around here.
So I am the Healthy Living Coordinator here. So everything that has to do with exercise, health and wellness, I'm in charge of. So I am in front of people all the time. And a lot of times when I'm upstairs in the wellness center doing my own personal workouts, I've gotten to know a lot of people. And as I get to learn more about these people and what they do, I learned and realized how many firefighters and first responders that we have that work out here. And I like to watch people work out. It kind of gives me new ideas, gets me motivated. And some of the firefighters that come here and work out, their workouts are amazing. And I just think, oh my gosh, you know, they take time out of their day to come here and work out. But that's not just to keep them safe, they're to keep us safe too. They want to stay physically fit so they can go home at night, but also so they can come and help me out of a burning building if anything like that were to happen. And I just think that that's amazing that they have that drive to continue to keep staying healthy and in shape.
Well, perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about, there's a wide range of activities going on that day, a lot of it for kids, families, adults, and whoever. Tell us a little bit about some of the activities going on.
So we're going to start with a welcoming. We have the Boy Scout Troop 123 that's coming out, and they're going to do a flag raising. Mallory Wells will be here singing the national anthem. Of course, we'll have the fire department here, and they will be bringing their new ladder truck. So if anybody wants to come in and take a good look at the new ladder truck, it will be here, although it might have to go make some appearances in other places in the town that day. But we're going to have lots of kids' activities, games. We have a CPAT test that we've been doing for 9 weeks. We've had some candidates be doing a workout and getting prepared to train like a firefighter. And so we're doing a modified test that day. And so we're going to go through that. And then after the candidates go through that, then that's open to anybody. To try that out to see, you know, if they have what it takes or just to get an idea of what it is a firefighter has to do to train and how hard their job really actually is. They're also going to have Hartford Fire Department is coming up, and they are going to let people come in and spray the fire hose, which I've never done, which I think would be super cool to do. So they're going to have that opportunity. There'll be a donut truck here. Platters of Purpose will be here serving up donuts, and they have smoothies. There's just a lot of stuff going on that day.
Perfect. Well, final time. Who's all invited, when, where, and what it is?
Okay. So Saturday, 9/11 at 8:30 a.m., and everyone in the community is invited. You don't have to be a member of the Y to be here. This is a community event for everyone to help celebrate our first responders.
Thanks to Diane Thomas for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.